92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I am Mary Ellen Murphy, and we are Grand Haven's Christmas station. We have completely changed our format with holiday favorites. No trees or lights in the studio yet, but Dr. Tosh is here, as she is every Monday at 7:45, with Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness.
Hi.
Hi, it is the holiday season.
Oh, so boy. Happy. I don't think they want to hear me sing.
Well, it's funny because... I mean, you know, it does cause a lot of stress for people. And yeah. I've done a thing now where, you know, my children, we shared custody. And as they got older, I promised them, I said, listen, when you get older and you have your own families, I don't expect you to go to six different houses. Yeah. I'm not asking that of you. I can see you. I don't have to see you on Christmas Eve or Christmas. Right. I can see you 2 days before.
Right.
You need to wake up in your own home
on
Christmas morning.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that I've stuck to that because... It's not their fault their parents got divorced. It's not their fault. And I just think if you can do that for your kids or just make things a little bit easier,
because
people feel like they're pulled in so many directions, you know?
Do. Yeah.
And then that causes stress.
It does cause stress. I grew up going to two houses for Christmas.
You did. So you know what that's like.
Yeah. And I didn't love Christmas until I had my own kids. And then... You know, it was like, well, let's do a family thing on Christmas. So then it was like, quick, open your presents and then put everything away because we got to go. So I was like,
nope,
I'm not doing it anymore.
Don't do it.
It's not enjoyable.
No, it's not.
It's not. And I feel the same way. I'm a blended family. Mm-hmm. My stepson lives with us most of the time,
mm-hmm.
but we, every other Christmas.
Yeah.
So, you know, the years it's not on Christmas, we do Christmas before. Santa comes early.
There you go.
We tell our kids Santa comes the day we do.
Santa is able to adjust to anybody's schedule.
Yes.
So,
And we enjoy that day just as if it were Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a huge family, my extended family, we pick another day.
Right.
And we celebrate that day.
There you go.
You know, we always invite grandma to come over. She's welcome to spend the night and do gifts with us, but I'm not going anywhere.
I get it.
And I need that for my own. I'm also a human. Mm-hmm. I deserve to enjoy Christmas.
Yeah, you do.
Which was a big mental shift for me. I didn't used to value myself and feel like I deserved it or I was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Yeah.
Christmas should be a nice day for me too.
Yes, it should.
And I'm not just everybody else's slave, or I'm not, you know,
right.
I used to be a people pleaser.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? It's not worth it.
No, I know.
I need to be able to look back and enjoy my holidays and my memories with my kids and my husband and my mom and my family I care about. And I've also taken the drama out of it.
Yeah.
You know, I've done a lot of listening to Mel Robbins lately. I don't know if
Did you know she's from Muskegon?
No.
Yes.
I did not.
I got to get the deets on this.
We got to get the details.
She is
on
from
that.
Muskegon. I absolutely love her.
I love her. So the Let Them book.
Just let them.
Oh my goodness. If I give you any advice today on Ask Dr. Tosha, go read Let Them by Mel Robbins and enjoy your holiday and start valuing yourself and start making healthier choices for you and don't feel bad saying no.
Yeah.
That's something that we've talked about on here before, but if you run yourself ragged and stress yourself out, you're going to be sick. You're going to be low. Your life isn't going to be good. And that leads to all kinds of chronic degenerative issues in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Also lowers your immune system. You're going to be sicker in the short run.
Right.
It's just not worth it. So that being said, one of the things we're talking about today is stress management.
Right.
What comes with stress? Let's talk about it. Mood.
Mm-hmm.
You can get, some people get really anxious and irritated and cranky and like in fight or flight, we're just stuck.
Yeah, that's
and
bad.
And you can't get yourself out of it.
No, no. Right? And then everything trickles down.
Right. Your immune system is suppressed.
Yes, it is.
You get sick all the time. I very often see my patients, this is myself included, when I get highly stressed, I tense all of my shoulder and neck muscles and I give myself migraines.
Oh, jeez. I've never had one. I know you suffer from migraines.
Yeah.
I've never had one, but I have heard it is the most debilitating thing in the world.
They're absolutely
unbelievably
awful.
Debilitating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad. They, it was so bad. When I came back from my deployment, my migraines were so bad. I was throwing up all the time.
That's horrible.
Last days and days and days.
Yeah.
And it's extreme.
Yeah.
Acupuncture fixed that for me.
Wow.
Yeah. So I often see this stress and pain pattern where the root of it is stress. The root of it is fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
We're tense. We're irritated. We're cranky.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's talk about going into the holiday season like that. I'm stuck in fight or flight. I'm trying to go into the holidays. I'm stressed. I don't feel good. I'm cranky. By the time we get to the holidays, I just want to explode.
Yeah.
let's not do that to ourselves. Mm-hmm. So start making small, healthy choices for yourself. Once you get stuck in that pattern, it's hard to get out of. Come and see me. I can get you out of that pattern. We can get the pain down. We can get the headaches down. We can get you out of fight or flight. Mm-hmm. We can rebuild that immune system. The light will come back into your eyes. Yeah. You're going to start feeling like a better person, a healthier person overall, yeah. Right?
What a great way to go into the new year.
Oh, absolutely. Like, let's enjoy the holidays like yeah. we're supposed to. Mm-hmm. I think I just went on a huge rabbit trail. The other thing I wanted to mention, it's dark now.
I know.
It's dark.
I love it, but I know.
Some people don't do well with that.
I know.
I will
My boyfriend doesn't. He gets a little sad.
Yeah, so that's what it's called, seasonal affective disorder, mm-hmm. sad. Mm-hmm. So my advice to those patients, vitamin D with K2, like we've talked about, get a happy lamp. Put it on your
face. What's a happy lamp?
Google a happy lamp. Okay. It mimics the sun.
All right.
So you can put it on your bedside table, put it right in front of you. It'll mimic that sunshine and that light that you're missing.
Oh, okay. Happy lamp.
Are you seeing it?
Yeah. Happy light therapy lamps and boxes. It's all over Amazon. Oh, yeah. I see it.
So here you go. I've just given you a Christmas gift.
There you go. I want a happy lamp. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. So do those things. But sometimes we need a little bit more help.
Mm-hmm.
My clinic can treat that. We can regulate that endocrine system. We can regulate the adrenals. We can give you some mood support to mm-hmm. help you get through the dark winter times.
There you go.
Yeah. And I mean, same with stress, same with migraines, same with Mary Ellen. What did we even start talking about today? Because I think I rabbit trailed us.
Well, we started with stress, the holidays and running yourself ragged not saying no and taking on too much.
Right.
And then the holidays become this really stressful thing. And then you get sick.
Right.
You get sick. Your immune system is shot and then you're sick. And then what?
Right. And you don't feel good.
No.
And it's not enjoyable.
No.
Oh, Mel Robbins. Right.
Mel Robbins. Yes. I love her.
Yeah.
I have not read the book, but I follow her on Instagram and whatnot. And somebody said, yeah, did you know that she's from Muskegon? And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I need her in the studio. I love the let them, though. Just let them.
Let them. Yeah. Don't take it on yourself.
No.
Don't take that stress on.
No.
No.
And then make that appointment with Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness, because it's not just the acupuncture, it's the integrative medicine as well.
Right.
That can change a person's life.
Absolutely life changing.
How do they get a hold of you?
So give us a call, 616-604-0219. Give our office a call. We'd be happy to schedule that complimentary consultation for you.
Sounds good. Then another episode of Ask Dr. Tasha.